Your busy life is balance, saying all is in divine order. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Your busy life is balance, saying all is in divine order. It's so easy for us to, when we are confused and when we are busy and when we are so active and when things just demand our attention, to forget to calm down, to forget to be balanced, to forget to be peaceful. Oh, it's easy to be peaceful once you follow the program, but when you're so busy, when you're so active, when you're doing so many things, it's easy to get out of sync. My friend Chrissy does this now and then. She forgets to get balanced and get it back in sync again. But she's forgetting only because she is living a very busy, 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 active life, and she's as happy as can be. And this is a wonderful thing to do. Now, when you are living a very busy life, the wonderful thing to do is to say, all is in divine order, and then let go and let the divine in you handle this thing in this beautiful, perfect, magnificent way. Now, Chrissy wrote and said that she had so many activities that she is involved in, and there are so many things that are coming up and so many people involved, and she acted as though, my gosh, this is kind of tough. And looking at it from the outer, it is very tough. Looking at it from the evidence of things that are outer, it is a very tough thing to do. But when you let go and let the divine in you bring about its perfect order, then all these things no longer are challenging, they're no longer confusing, they're no longer sort of bowling you over, but they are lifting you up. They are lifting you up because it gives you an opportunity. Every time some confusion comes into your life, some demands come into your life that seem to be overwhelming, to just stop and take a deep breath and say, all is in divine order. And then to let go and let all be in divine order. Oh, Chrissy knows there are so many demands upon her. She works in a hospital in London, and her hospital activities are very demanding as lead nurse there. And she has to deal with all sorts of new situations that come up, all sorts of new demands that the community puts on the hospital to make sure that everything is in balance, everything is in harmony, to make sure that all of the departments of the hospital are serving as beautifully as they can and as fully as they can. But Chrissy is like a balancing light. She's not bright and she's not dim, but she's a balancing light, a harmonious light that as she walks through her hospital life, as she walks through her hospital every day, as she works with her patients, as she works with her associates there, what happens? They all feel balance when they're with Chrissy. They all feel all is in divine order. And they feel this because that's the way she feels it. That's the way she acts toward everything in her day. Now, Chrissy is a real person. You may have heard me speak of her before. She's a very real person. She's a real person who has a family, friends, associates. She has a very active, busy world. And every day, she tends to her professional work with all of the dignity that anyone could ever ask. But as she does this, she does it so lovingly, so gently, so beautifully, that everyone feels so comfortable with her. They feel so content with her because she is a person who knows what she's doing. She is a person who understands that when she says all is in divine order, then a certain sense of peace pervades her entire spirit, and she is peaceful and quiet. She is gentle. She is no longer confused with the rest of the things going on around her, but she is the balance of her world. And everyone who touches her life, and every life that she touches, is touched by this balance, this balancing love, this balancing being that Chrissy is. Could we each say that of ourselves as we go about our daily activities? Could we each say all is in divine order and just be a balancing light? Be a balancing light wherever we are and have anyone who looks upon us say, I just feel peaceful when I'm in that person's presence. I just feel gentle and loving when I'm in that person's presence. I feel good even when I think about that person. I just think about that person and I feel a balance, a love. I feel all is in divine order. And this is what each one of us do, and this is what each one of us can do when we knowingly and definitely stop the confusion that's going on around us by saying to ourselves, all is in divine order. And as we say to ourselves, all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. Then all is peace. And we take our deep breath and we let it all out and we feel so fulfilled and so relaxed. Now, if Chrissy were to think about all of the activities that demand her attention, if she were to think about them all the time and not think of them as being in balance, in harmony, then they would be out of balance and out of harmony. But because Chrissy is a practiced practitioner and she knows that she is number one, and she knows that when her life is in balance, then her work is in balance, her friendships are in balance, everything that she touches is in balance. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. You and I have that same privilege in our life. We have that same privilege in everything we do. Now, the only question we ask ourselves is, do we want to do we want to say when our life is busy and when our life is balance, your busy life is balance when you say all is in divine order. Your busy life is harmonious when you take a deep breath and let it all out, when you listen to that agency within you that is your reality, your divinity, your perfection. When you can let go and let the divine in you be the fulfillment of anything you do, then anything you do is divine and fulfilled. Then anything you do is realized right now in every beautiful, wonderful way. Because it's all that it matters. It's just what is your attitude about whatever you're doing. What is your attitude about what your life is? Your busy life is balance when your attitude is balance. Your busy life is harmonious when your attitude is harmonious. Your busy life is rewarding when you like yourself and you say everything you do is beautiful and good. Your busy life is balance, saying all is in divine order. And as you and I say all is in divine order, so it is. Right, Chrissy? So it is. Know it now. Know it forevermore. Because that's the truth. And that's all that we need to concern ourselves with. Your busy life is balance, saying all is in divine order, and knowing that I love you, I love you. I love you.